I feel like you would be such a catch.
Thanks. I mean, she is a catch, yeah.
You always...
Vibes.
Oh my God, plot twist, Nestor and I end up together.
Right.
Through the wedding.
Couple
you guys
of
should
the
do
decade.
A pact right now if you're not married by 35.
You know how many of my friends...
You know how many of those I have that
Me too.
Oh, crazy. I had that pact too.
Men.
Oh, like...
Yeah, if we're
I don't
not
even
married
talk
pact.
To half of them. I still talk to like four of them. No, like three. What, but like all those
what's
ones
the age
I don't
limit?
Talk
to. What's the age limit? Or what's the
Well,
age?
The first time it was like 35. Now it's like, hey.
Can I get an extension? COVID. Right.
Can I get an extension?
Right. Hold on.
Hold on.
Never too shy.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
New season.
Season four.
It's a new season.
Forever.
I'm sorry. I should be in an incubator today, but I thugged it out and I just came. I was like,
okay,
you know what?
You're a mother.
Mother is tired. Mother is sick. Mother needs bed rest. Mother's giving birth in like a couple days.
Yeah.
When people are watching this, you'll have like the baby.
Another week.
No? It's 11 days. Doesn't that make you want to like scream?
Ah, yeah.
That's me every day. I was like, what the fuck? But Never Too Shy is here, season four. Which means, thought the preface with saying it is a guest season.
It's the season of the guests.
Season of guests.
We're having a lot of guests this season.
Yeah, like this episode, we're keeping it in the family. But then, yes. Like for the next few episodes, you're gonna notice it's gonna be, you know, filled
yeah, we
with
have
guests.
Like we have very intentional guests coming into the show. This
yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, super excited. So it'll be fun, and of course, you'll be here too, tuning in. So we love that.
Absolutely.
So keep doing that. Subscribe, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's kick off our episode with our affirmations. Today, we're going to be playing a little game to see how well we truly all know each other.
Yeah, I think it's been a year. Game. So let's
it
see.
Has. It's been a whole year.
We've known each other in this setting specifically for 1 year.
I yes. literally thought for this, we were going to just like say, you know, pick 10 things that you think you know about Tati that...
I mean, we could do that at the end, but we could yeah. do the game, and then at the end...
Okay, cool. But
maybe not 10, maybe like 5.
Yeah, 10 is a lot.
10 is a little much, but yeah, I like that.
I
that could be
a
our
lot
closing.
About you guys.
That's our closer. That's start. Our closer then.
Let's do that. Five. I love
facts.
It. All right, Nestor, kick us off with affirmation.
My affirmation is I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to change myself. That goes with a story that I seen. I seen a video. I forgot on what platform, but basically this lady was talking about how her and a group of women have been feeding immigrants that kind of like cross the border all throughout the southern countries or whatever coming to America, and how she gets criticized and how somebody said, you think by feeding people, you're going to change them? You're going to change the world? And she said, I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to change myself. Like, and I think it's her just saying, like, I'm trying to keep perspective and just keep grounded in the reason why I'm here. You know what I mean? And so that really spoke to me. A lot of times people think, like, that you're doing something for other people. And... you know, I'm just trying to change within myself. I'm trying to grow within myself. And yeah, that's my affirmation.
That's crazy because my affirmation goes with your affirmation.
Really?
Like that?
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Mine is nothing changes if nothing changes.
I like that. I like that.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning like is something happening in your life or is it more of
no.
just?
No,
nothing change. I think it means nothing changes unless you change.
Yeah, like you can't expect a different outcome if you're not switching what you're doing. No, I don't think it relates to anything specifically like in my life, but I just think that's something like important I always think of. Like if you're in a rut or you're in a position where you're not happy, like what are you going to do to change it? If you're not going to do anything to change it, nothing's going to change.
I think we're all just so comfortable with being comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or afraid, right? Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times like, we will bitch, complain, all of that about something we want to change. But exactly, what are you doing to do that?
Mm-hmm.
What are the actions you're taking behind that?
Yeah, and it's like, if you're not going to do anything, stop complaining about it.
I mean, that's like so much easier said than done.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Hell yes, girl. Like, yes, I'm very guilty of that. I think my affirmation today will be, it's not a competition. And I think I'm seeing a lot as somebody who's about to be a new mother. I think that I'm seeing.
I love this. I love that.
That I'm a mother.
No, that it's not a competition. I get what you're saying.
Well, that too. Like, it's crazy.
I see where you're going, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, even like at work, even before any of this, like I've just seen it so many times in my life, whether it's like in a work setting, right? It could be a family setting, friends, whatever. But I'm seeing it now in the motherhood like aspect. And it's like, the funny part is I haven't even seen shit yet. Like, I don't have my kid yet. So I haven't even, I'm touching the tip of the iceberg, and people want to give like their input or just like say what they want to say, whether it's like shady or not shady. Maybe they mean well, whatever it is. It's like, I'm going to be hearing advice and unsolicited opinions, whatever, for the rest of my life. And that's just unfortunately what comes with this. And I'm trying my best, because I know we're all guilty of it. I mean, we're sure we've all done it. But like, I don't want to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as a new mom, I don't want to tell the next person unsolicited shit to the point where it's like rude. I'm not talking about like good advice. I have some really, really powerful moms, women who give me really great advice, who I reach out to, who reach out to me. It's the sweetest. I love that. I'm talking like the rude shit, or like, you know, oh, like you
your
should
get. Your
baby
should be doing this.
Thank you.
You should be, yeah.
Your baby this, or you should be doing this, or you should get this. And it's just like, oh my God, like. No, I don't want to.
I think shit is like common sense.
I don't want
like
to.
If I ask you, then I want to know. But if I don't ask you, then I don't want to know.
For sure. And it's like a lot of them too are like people who like listen or follow me. And it's like, I appreciate it. But like, don't overcomplicate this for me. I'm already.
Yeah, don't overwhelm you.
I've already got enough.
I'm great.
Shit, what's with the giggles?
Shit, it's just like, it's funny to me because one of the funniest things to me is like the parents were like, just wait, right? Like the just wait parents.
Oh, the just wait, yeah.
Just wait until they're teething. Just wait until they're two. It's like, maybe you're just a bad parent. Like, just wait until this. Just wait until that. It's like, maybe you just suck at being a parent.
That's hilarious.
Because like, that's what I always got, where it was like, oh, you know, they're sleeping through the night. Just wait until they go through a regression. It's like, okay. Like
why are they instilling fear of like the next
coming,
bad thing?
I'll experience it when it comes. Like,
but also, for sure. People, like, okay? Kids are different. So it's like.
Kids are different. I'm learning that too.
Yeah, no.
Believe it or not.
But yeah, unsolicited opinions are kind of
funny. Especially when they're like mean or rude or like, I know more than you. Like, bro, you've been a mom for like 8 months. Relax. Like, not to be mean, but it's like, and I know you're going through it. So I understand like you know more than I do in that sense. Like, clearly. But it's like, all right, you didn't like invent motherhood. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm a bitch. I know.
Who did invent motherhood?
Who invented motherhood?
Adam and Eve. Eve invented.
I mean, I'm obviously not like a physical mother, but
you're your mother.
But like, no, with my sister, like, I'm learning to like, because I already know how she is. So I think because I know the things that she's gonna worry about, like now that she's given birth. Like, I know how hard she's going to be on herself. So I'm trying to, like, think ahead. But then at the same time, I'm like, I try to stop myself. And I'm like, whatever you feel comfortable, sis, I know. But, you know, like, just so you know, like, I feel like you're going to think about some of these things. And, like, one of the things is, like, right after. Okay, so right after. I know this is what every mom thinks about, wanting to go back to their regular body. So my mom was always telling my sister, once I gave birth, your grandma like put me in a corset and like,
oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Right away. And so I know this is something that she's getting from everybody. Like, you know, are you putting your,
the faja
on? And like, there's days where like, I could tell like people, she doesn't like it. So I just told my brothers, like, just don't tell her anything anymore. Like I told my sis, I'm like, sis, I love you and you do whatever you want. Obviously, like, it's your body, whatever you want to do. Just think about think ahead of what you're going to later on be hard on yourself on, you know? So if it's something that you feel like later on, it's going to be hard for you, just think about that. But do it at your pace, you know? Because I don't want to tell you and I don't want anyone to tell you. I'm like Rosalind right now with my sister and her baby.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Twilight?
No.
Oh,
When
I didn't know who you're talking about.
When this girl gives birth and then she's like guarding her baby and guarding her, like, that's how I feel with my sister. And after she gave birth, I just seen how she was. And I'm like, I know she's strong and she's going to be good, but yeah. I have so much more respect for women that are.
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That have given birth.
Oh, but I think that's an example of good intentions.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
But yeah. it can be
for sure.
To some it people like be. Oh, you're being a lot, like, you know,
it can be, but it's, I don't know, that's up to them to interpret that, you know what I mean? It's not your problem, like, not in a mean way, but it's like, you know what I mean, it's not your responsibility. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're only going to be Nestor, you're only going to be yourself, you're going to offer the help that you could offer, and whatever advice that you're giving. So I love that.
Holding babies.
And what about you, producer Marco? Yes, he's not holding your baby, if anyone wants to know.
Oh, I have something to say about that, but go ahead.
Okay. My affirmation is, the question isn't who's going to let me, it's who's going to stop me.
Ooh, I like that. That's
cute. So basically, you know, I think sometimes we get into our heads a lot about, like, you know, who's going to let me, or like, how can I get through this? How am I going to be able to be allowed to do this or that? But it's really like, you know, who, the only person that's going to stop you is yourself. You know, you have to have that confidence to do it. You have to, you know, believe in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, you're already halfway through the battle of achieving something. So that would be my affirmation.
Nice. I love that.
I love that.
So you guys know how I put that I wasn't going to hold anybody's baby?
Yes, because you said it.
I held.
You didn't put it. You said it.
I said it. I said, I know I said,
oh,
I said
what
I
said. Your but baby? You,
I held my sister's baby, and then somebody else caught me on my other thing. So I had this big thing in her reveal that I wanted my only sister, because it's four boys and one girl.
Yeah.
I wanted my only sister to have a daughter, and she didn't have a, you know, we found out she was going to have a boy. And everyone,
but you already have so many nieces.
Yeah, but I was like still bad about it. You know, I was just bad about it. But then I was like, you know what, God? I just want the baby to be healthy.
Yes.
But then once like the baby came out, I'm like, oh my God, I love this baby. And like, aww. I just love the baby. And I love being, it, there's a different, I don't know, like when it's my.
But it's your sister.
It's my sister. And it's.
Because in the, I could understand that. That's why personally, I feel like it's different. When it's your daughter having a baby versus your son having like a child, because that's your daughter, like it's coming out of your daughter, like it's a little more intimate. I feel like you could be more like intimate and like personal with your sister versus like your brother's girlfriend, wife, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, so I could not carry the baby. Like I ended up carrying the baby. So it was
the
like,
baby, all arms are intact, all legs are good.
You didn't
good.
Drop the baby yeah, this time?
Nothing's broken.
I was sitting down. I was making sure okay, to good, be sitting good, down.
He was good. Like, they gave him the armrest.
You weren't going downstairs.
You know how you give like the little babies when they hold their siblings and they're like this?
Literally, I put a pillow.
That was Nestor.
Like I'll put a pillow or two pillows so that it could cushion him it, and then I'll hold the baby and then I'm just there with the baby.
Nestor, yeah. I just want you to know the person who selected that clip wasn't me, so... Can't be mad at me, okay?
I actually liked it.
It was so funny.
A lot of people have been asking me about that clip. Like, are you really not going to hold my baby? Because a lot of people are pregnant right now.
Listen, people, we got a line now. Now everybody wants, which is weird. He talks about how he broke a baby's arm or leg.
And everyone's
but
like,
now people
baby.
Are like, hold my baby. Like, right. What's wrong with you? Like, you're a baby
I guess
holder.
A lot of people just want me to be the godfather or, you know, or whatever.
You come
or
to
the
me.
Godmother. I don't know.
Godmother.
The vibe.
Mother.
The vibe mother.
I love that.
Yes.
That was hilarious when I saw that. I was dying.
Yeah. It's such a precious moment. So.
It is.
We're rooting for you, Paulina.
Yes.
I'm excited. 11 days. Oh my God. I just, like, my heart just dropped. Like, literally.
Baby G. Like, baby G. Like a roller coaster.
Less like, than a month.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
We're going to do it again.
Yes. Run it back.
All these babies.
Back to back.
How does it feel like knowing like you have like a second kid on the way and
it's a boy?
Yeah.
A little bit of sadness and a little bit of happiness. Like I'm happy that I have a boy. I'm happy that I'm having another kid. I love kids. I think the best thing that a man can do is have children.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that.
Like that.
I think it changes your life completely. And I think until you have a kid, you really can't. Like it didn't change my life in the sense of like who I am. But it changed my perspective on the fact of, bless you.
Thank you.
Of like how amazing children are and everything else. Because similar to you, Nestor, I didn't really hold babies. I wouldn't hold people's babies. I wouldn't hold anyone because they weren't mine.
Yeah.
I always had like a fear of like, if I drop it, I break it. Like
oh my God.
Nestor actually dropped it and broke it.
And actually broke the baby.
The babies are. Oh my
the
God.
The baby's like all.
But, so, yeah, no, I think having a kid is amazing. But a little sadness because, you know, now that means we don't have an excuse to get another one. You know, the whole point was like, I always told Lucy, like, I want one in one. Like, no matter what it takes, one in one. She wasn't always on board on that, but now we have one
in
one.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So now you can't say another one. She's like, nope, the shop is closed.
No, she always, after one, she's like, she wanted to wait like a little bit more. But
I was like, nope.
I wanted one in one. Like, I wanted at least one girl, one boy. So like, no, well, now I want 12 kids. That's the other thing about having a kid. And I understand that it comes from a place of privilege because I don't have to go through the physical act of carrying the child, which is which is very difficult. But like, I want to populate the world. Like, who am I to
populate the world?
Jesus.
Who am I to negate? Who am I to negate the world of such amazing creatures?
Oh my God. You're
6'7" people.
I know. The tallest Mexican people, you see?
Mexicans.
Yeah, it feels amazing. Can't wait for baby to come in. But we're excited for you, first time mom.
Can we say the baby's name out loud?
Yeah, Mateo.
Okay, Mateo.
You said it in the last
episode. Oh, yeah, we did.
No, his middle name is Eduardo, which is Marcos' dad. I thought it was so sweet.
Yeah. So we have mer babies. So it's Madeline Elizabeth and Mateo Eduardo. So.
Mer babies?
Yeah, M-E-R's.
Mer.
Mer.
What was your dad's reaction when he found out? I'm assuming he found out before the shower.
No, he found out. We didn't tell anyone.
At the shower?
He wasn't at the shower.
Well, he wasn't there.
But he was told after the shower. He was just happy. He was happy. You know, he was happy.
Yeah.
He loves. The same with my daughter.
He loves kids.
My family does that.
He loves kids. So I think he's been very happy with Lucy and everything else. So
I love that.
So my mom my middle name is after my grandma. So when I have a daughter, God willing.
So they're like.
My daughter's middle name would be my mom's name.
So they're like juniors?
It's like a junior, but for girls, I guess. Sure. Yeah. But that's like nobody.
The
wants
matriarchs.
Me to do it. I want to do it. Like, I want my daughter's middle name to be my mom's name. And then hopefully, if I have a daughter and she has a daughter, she would want middle name to be Tatiana. No.
One of my good friends, her name is Elizabeth, and she kind of wants to have like a junior because she's having a daughter. So her daughter's name is going to be Eliana. So it's still Ellie.
Yeah, it's cute.
I love that. Aww.
Babies.
So today that we're going to do a game where we're going to get to know each other a little bit better.
Or see how well we know each other.
Yeah, I'm actually
and
very
then
nervous.
Then learn more, maybe. I don't
and
know.
Then we'll do Nestor's game at the end that I still don't get, but we're going to figure it out together live.
Wait,
on
did
air.
We see her? Yeah, we did see her.
Yeah,
we went through the whole thing, bro.
Have you been here for 18 minutes?
Hello?
Where have you been?
Are you there?
I know you're late.
And I'm sick. Not you.
How the time has flown. 18 minutes already?
Bro.
Time is flying.
And I'm the sick one. Like, literally.
Okay, let's get it.
So we're going to start off with questions. Producer Mark was going to ask.
Yep.
And when we say who we think that person is, hold up your sign.
We have three names.
And you can play along too, those who are watching.
Are we doing this?
So the pink, if we hold up pink, that means it's ourselves. And then the other ones have Paulina, Nestor, Tati, Nestor.
Love it.
Marco is just going to read the questions.
Yeah, I'm not
part
of the game.
He could give his own vote, but you obviously can't see him, so there's no point.
Sorry.
He could just say his vote.
Excited.
Okay. I'm ready. Is it like you say it and then 1, 2, 3 and we show it?
Yeah. Or yeah, we do
that. We just show it right away?
I think we show right away.
Okay, cool.
Whatever is organic. You know what it feels.
I like rules.
I know. I can tell.
I like
rules. Relax, Leo. All right. First question. If y'all were all shipwrecked on a deserted island, who would survive?
Me.
Tati.
What the fuck?
Wow, you guys all voted differently.
I would.
First of all, I would never
Why
think.
Would she survived though.
I don't think Pauline would survive at all.
No, I'm gonna put myself in the water. I would end it. So
I don't
quick.
Think it would be me. I don't know. I feel like you would freak out.
I would have freaked out.
Yeah.
No.
You freak out for everything now.
I thought he would freak out, and then he would freak me out.
Okay, guys, you know,
and
like,
then Paulina would just be like,
I like to.
So you guys would just hit like,
I've been
hold on. I've been practicing doing things on my own. So,
okay,
like,
period.
I live alone.
So Nestor's gonna.
Okay, survival.
Yes,
yeah, survivor.
I'm like, yo, I'm we should have had another one for Marco. I guess, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Marco will say it.
Yeah, if none of these. So my answer is Marco.
Yeah, I would have survived. In the island.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, Marco would survive.
Why do you think I would survive? You think because I'm scared of everything?
Yeah. No, not that you're scared of everything. I just feel like you would freak out. Like, don't. Tati, Paulina.
Hey, don't put that on my life. Don't put fear on my life, okay?
Okay, I mean, I'm proud of you. That's good. Now I learned something new. Michael, he's fearless.
Marco, continue.
Fearless era right fearless. There. Fearless.
Yes, Nestor, dare you fearless. Put
fear on my name.
Never again. Right. My apologies.
Who's most likely to end up in jail?
Oh, well, that was.
All right, come on, fearless.
Come on, fearless. Nestor,
I actually
for sure.
went to jail one time. Have you guys ever been to jail?
No.
One time.
You went to
one time?
I was like 18.
Okay, why? Tell us your story real quick.
I ran from the cops.
Mine was stupid. It was so stupid.
I'm going to tell you my story. You guys tell me yours.
Okay. I go first? Mine was so stupid. Like, we were in our racking era in high school where we would go racking. Like, you go stealing.
Oh, shit.
So that was like a thing at that time. Everybody was doing it. So I was like, well, I got to go do it. So I went to Chicago Ridge with two of my friends. And
name those bad influences.
No. I'm just
kidding. No, the funny part is I got caught and they did it too. But I met up with them outside of the store and then they came after me, whatever. And they were asking to check their bags. And my friends were undocumented. And I got really scared for them. So I was like, no, it was just me. It was just me. And they You're took me. Friend. I know, damn it.
So see, I'm learning more every day. She's a better friend than person. I thought she was.
I wouldn't do that shit.
I always knew she was a good friend. Now I know she's an amazing.
A loyal one.
She went to jail for somebody. That's loyal because it couldn't be me.
Okay.
No, couldn't be me either.
Hear me here. How does you
Yeah,
how do
go
you
ahead.
All right, what's your story?
Hear you or hear me?
Does it have to do with fighting or being naked?
Yeah, but how do you say that? Hear you.
Hear you, hear you.
Okay, hear you. Hear ye.
Fighting or nakedness? Which one?
What'd you do?
It was kind of fighting. Why nakedness?
I mean, it's either.
Yeah, why was
I'm
naked?
Not a big ass pervert. Oh my god. Okay. Whatever.
Okay. Okay.
Fighting, so for, fighting sure.
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't fighting. It was more. Basically, they charged me.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I don't know if I want to give you like my.
I'm not the judge.
I don't know if I want to give you something so you can have one on me. So later on, you can. You know what I mean? Anyways.
What?
So they. So I don't want to give him something to have on me. Okay. Okay. So I got charged with trespassing.
Oh, that's not bad.
But this is okay. So this is when Bad Bunny came for his November.
You told us the story. We knew that. We were right. We knew you.
Okay.
Okay. I remember that. All right. Next.
That was because of Bad Bunny. Yeah. I got.
So Benito made you get arrested?
Yeah, and I would get arrested for him again because I got to meet him.
No, yeah, yeah. Okay, go. All right. Who's most likely to get into a bar fight?
Hello?
Not me.
Yes,
you just got in one a few months ago. What are you talking about?
Me? Nah.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
I wouldn't fight. You would fight. I think you would have the balls to fight
maybe.
More than me.
I see that.
Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody fighting me.
That's Wait. Exactly my point.
So there's no fight. There's no fight. You're not fighting me.
I can see a girl fighting you.
Trust me. If they wanted to, they would.
I don't think I'm a
fighter, believe it or not. I think I'm like the really. How old are you? Really? Go ahead, hit me. Hit me. I'm not gonna hit you first, so hit me.
Okay, maybe to your point, Tati, maybe when I was drinking. But I want to see. I'm going on to my 6 months of no
drink.
We
love that for you. So
yes,
sobriety.
So
yeah, not me. Okay. So Tati, back to Tati.
I mean, yeah,
I don't know.
Never happened.
I think Nestor definitely. That would be my vote, Nestor. But who knows?
I'll tell you.
All right. Who would Picture be most likely to call you at 3 a.m. with a flat tire?
I don't have a car, so better not be me. Paulina.
I gotta say Paulina.
Yeah, I was gonna say Paulina.
It would be me. Like, my car dies all the time.
Yeah, that's
now,
I
have now you don't have an electric car.
All the bad things
you guys
want to put me.
I still had a dead car.
What? What happened?
So I was driving on empty, and you know how like you know your car type thing? Like, you know your car. I was on empty, and I was like, I really should get gas. Thank God I made that right turn, and I went to the Central and got gas. Right when I pulled up, you know how your car is a thing where it starts to slow down? I was like, this is not even electric. This is gas. This is embarrassing. I made it to the pump, though, you guys. Like, to the pump.
It was like three.
It was two.
More.
It wouldn't Keep let going. Me go up anymore.
Yeah. She's like, come on, baby. Let's go.
I was like, I would get my ass kicked if anyone found out about this. Because, like, the electric car was enough for everybody. Yeah. Now it's just gas.
That's hilarious. Girl. Yeah, it's definitely Paulina for
For sure.
All right. who is most likely to end up on TV and be famous?
Me.
Well,
honestly,
Paulina's already like on there.
Paulina's semi-famous.
I'm not.
I would too.
No, I would just say all three.
Yeah, technically. Give us a reality
show. We all
have
TV.
Yeah. I can see all you whores.
Yeah,
on TV.
Same.
Nestor's that's been wanting a reality TV show for like 45.
God, I asked you. You're making me seem like I'm a fucking so into myself. I'm not into myself.
You want a reality TV show, Nestor?
No, I just asked you questions about something, and that was you weren't supposed to disclose that.
What do you mean?
Okay, anyways, let's go.
All right. Who is the most competitive out of all three of you?
Monty.
All right. And now, double
is
question.
Fight your sign.
Who's which two are most likely to get into a fight?
Oh.
And we've got every episode.
100%.
But we love each other.
No, oh my God. Sure. Yeah. From far away.
Right? Eat her ass.
Oh, that felt really weird.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Snort.
I love the snort.
I don't know.
Right. Who's most likely to call you crying randomly?
You've done it before. Ellie, I love you so much.
Can you want to say the story?
What happened?
Well, you talked about it, I think.
You talked about it.
Which one?
It was first season, I think.
Yeah. Well, repeat it. Maybe we got new customers.
What was it?
I mean, new customers.
Something happened with your friends or at a bar. They did something to him.
Not my friends.
No, him. Yeah. And you called Paulina.
The next day you called me.
It was that day.
How was it that day?
It was that day. So basically, because these girls don't remember.
The bar. No, I know.
No, we went to a bowling. We went to a bowling. I think it's called Lucky Strike or something like that.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't want to. They wouldn't want to take my passport as a form of ID. Because it was like a bowling place, it also had a bar.
And you called me twice.
Yeah, I thought it was a different
I remember
story.
This.
I don't remember the other
time. The matricula, right?
No, I had had my Mexican passport.
And yes, I know this story.
And they didn't want to take it. And so I called her up. And
I remember that. But then another story you talked about, which we're referring to, you were at a club here, a bar in Chicago. And they like did something with your pants or
they
something.
Pantsed
pantsed you.
Oh, yeah, pulled yeah, your yeah, pants yeah, yeah, down yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, which was fucked
how
up.
How would you like it if and I
No, I, okay, that
you,
one was
you got in a fight with security.
Yeah, no, I fucked up the guy.
So you got a bar fight.
Oh, yeah.
A bar fight.
And there was the bar fight.
Can we ask that question again?
See? We were
but that was different, though. That's different. That's not a bar, just a bar fight.
No.
That's somebody, if somebody fucking violates you, you're going to fucking.
But I'm saying, remember like you the next day, because you called me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On FaceTime.
For me, when it seems like when you're asking the bar question, to me, it's more like you're getting into a fight because you're drunk. Not
yeah,
because
like
of,
a drunk fight. Yeah. Drunk bar fight. Okay. No.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're ready.
Ready? Who is the most evil person out of the three of you?
Evil?
You?
Me?
Yeah, Marco.
Marco, yeah.
Why am I evil? What'd I do?
You're just evil.
I just feel like you're evil.
It's you? Wow. Okay, I would say it's you, then Tati, then then me, then Paulina.
I'm the purest.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't
well, something, sometimes Paulina could be.
Yeah, I get really gross.
She's behind the scenes, though. Like, yeah. She's low-key about it.
I am. But people say that I have a really nasty fighting
well,
style.
Well, you're a Gemini, no?
Yeah.
But actually, I don't ever mean, like, bad intent to anybody.
I really don't either.
Neither do I.
I'm a little offended.
I don't.
But if we had to pick, it would be.
Why,
I'm,
if we
just
because
I'm big,
you.
I'm misunderstood. Okay. That's why.
I'm misunderstood. Me too. Oh. Feel you.
I take that back. I think it's between Marco and Tati, to be honest.
From evil?
It's not that you guys are evil. It's just that, like, if we had to put it between us, you guys would be like.
I think because we tell it like it is and we don't spare feelings.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I think that could be misinterpreted for evil.
People would think it's evil, even though our intentions yeah. are not evil, but we just sometimes just need to, like, lay it down.
You're
which
more,
I want to be like
you're
that.
More you're more direct than us, but I wouldn't say evil, I guess.
No, yeah, I hate that word.
So calling me evil, Nestor. Who's the most stylish out of everyone?
That's
tough.
But not right now.
Okay, can we? So
I'm last
it's
place.
It's me, obviously.
I have no style.
I'm going to say Nestor because he's into fashion, but there's some things that people would say fashionable, but no offense. I don't think are fashionable because I don't care about fashion statement. But I think I'm cute.
I think I'm cute.
I mean, you girls, this is a thing. Even though I'm more into that, but you guys can rock it way better. So
I don't think I rock fashion. Yeah, I just think I dress for my body type, and I know how to do my hair.
You guys are pretty.
I know how to
zhuzh
it up when I have to.
But you guys are pretty.
Zhuzh.
Yeah, I've been looking like a piece of ass for the past 9 months. I wear the same. Nothing fits.
Your lips are poochy. You're glowing. Yeah, your hair is good.
My hair is good.
Yeah, you're she got good hair. She Becky with the good hair.
It's gonna fall out though.
If I was Paulina with the good hair. Let me tell you, if I was pregnant, I would be coming into the set with pajamas every fucking Wednesday.
I wouldn't do that mentally. No, I
wouldn't. Really? You wouldn't do that?
I would.
You'd be one of those dressed up pregnant ladies.
No, I wouldn't be dressed up. No. I don't think I'd be dressed up. But this is just a me thing, a personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't go to public places wearing pajamas.
I'm just that person.
Or sports all day. I'll do joggers every day, a jogging set.
Mm-hmm.
Or workout pants and that all day.
But pajama pants. With the Elmo on it or whatever.
It's just not pajama pants.
Cookie Monster.
I could never go out in public in pajama pants. That's just, I can't.
I get the ick.
The only time is if it's like pajama day at work. But I wouldn't wear pajamas that I go to sleep in.
Yeah, I did that about Crocs. I would never wear Crocs for the longest, and then I got a pair of Crocs last year.
Yeah, same.
And I love Crocs.
Yeah, I wore the hell out of those.
Crocs sponsor us.
Sponsor us Crocs.
Literally.
Some kind of sponsor.
Next question. Who would you call if you just murdered someone and you needed to hide the body?
You?
No, probably you. Yeah, you.
I would call you.
Marco.
I would call you.
Why am I the barrier?
Because I could hide a body in Dulcelandia or somewhere.
Or Paulina, because she's loyal. She won't tell anybody.
It would be Marco and then Paulina. Dang. For sure.
Just don't call me because I would probably
tell you guys. I wouldn't call you. No offense, because I would freak out and you would freak me out more.
I would freak out.
That leads to the next question. Who's the most chismoso or chismosa?
I'm not chismoso.
Which means who's the...
I don't think you're chismoso,
but I see a little more than Paulina and I.
Yeah, I see.
I guess this is why I'm in this podcast.
You're the evening news.
Technically, we all are. We're all on the... we spill tea. It's all tea.
They just made me change into my son. They influence me.
Oh, my goodness.
This is how you really feel.
But I love you for it.
Real feelings coming out.
I don't want you to change.
All right, we'll do this.
Kidding, I would never hit her. She would have hit me.
I beat the shit out of her.
She would win in a fight, guys. We set this up.
Absolutely.
Already.
Yeah, I think if it was the ranking of orders would be Tati, Paulina, and Nestor as far as fights go.
For sure.
Not in this condition, but yeah.
No.
As far as a Royal Rumble, it'd be Tati, Paulina, Nestor.
Unless she puts her hands on me, then I would slap her. That's it. But I would not punch her.
All right, next question. Final question, crazy? And then we'll go into Nestor's thing.
Yes.
Who would survive a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, not me. Hell no.
You.
I would. No, from us three,
you,
I would.
Oh, okay. You or Nestor then. Not me.
You're a survivor.
A zombie apocalypse?
No, okay, listen. This is my theory. If there was a zombie apocalypse, wherever I am,
so you're right
I'm
here,
hiding
under my protection.
And I'm not moving.
Look it. Do you see this?
What do you mean?
If we're here during the zombie apocalypse, I am hiding wherever all the food is and I'm staying there. I'm not moving, I'm not running around, so I'm just gonna die of starvation in the same spot, or they're gonna find me and kill me, but I'm not moving around.
Listen,
you know how people move? No, I'm just staying.
No, listen, I feel like that's what you say right now, but if that was to actually happen, you would go into ghetto mode, Chicago Southside girl, and you would survive this apocalypse. I think you would. But anyways, what I was saying is it would be me and you surviving, but then Paulina would be under my protection.
You're not going to protect me?
No, damn. You can protect yourself.
Clearly, I can't. I want to hide.
No, you would
protect me at all costs.
Dude, yeah. I could see you
laying it down. I hope I never have to
experience. No, you would. I would protect you too, but I don't feel like you would need protection. Now, Paulina, I feel like I would need to protect her. She's going to have her baby, so she needs to protect her baby, so I have to protect her.
Exactly.
And then Marco.
I just feel like I am the baby. Who's protecting me? I am the baby.
Okay, fine. I'll protect you, too.
Thank you. I feel better.
But Marco will protect all of us, though.
Facts.
True story.
In his store,
I love this little cycle.
We're not going to stay here. I'm going straight to Costco, bro. I'm going to go take my guns and go straight to Costco.
I would go to Costco.
I would definitely go somewhere where there's a shit ton of food.
What are you talking about?
We'll survive off his candy.
They got mattresses.
They got mattresses, TV. They got food, water. We're going to our local Costco. Just get
the fuck out. They got pools?
What store would be the best to survive? Costco?
Yeah, they got everything. That or Menards.
They don't really got food.
Yeah, Menards.
They got hella food.
So random.
They got a whole like frozen food section.
It's so random.
It's like literally in the middle of nowhere.
Go to Menards.
Huh? Yeah. It's crazy. It's like literally you got like fucking lawn equipment and then like a frozen pizza.
Yeah, it's the like weirdest thing.
But that's why, you know, you get weapons, you get all this kind of stuff at Menards. So follow me for your zombie apocalypse tips.
Another podcast comes out of it.
Right.
All right, Nestor. So now you wanted to do five. Yeah. What did five you want to do?
Okay, so I thought when we were originally going to say, like, how well do we know each other?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to, like, basically all name five things of each other that we know.
We'll end on that. Start it off.
Okay.
Why me? No, actually. Because
it's your idea.
What do you mean, though? Five things we know about each other.
Like, these are the five things I know about Paulina.
Okay,
let him do it.
Okay.
Because he can model it.
So, Tati loves Aladdin.
Specifically,
really?
Jasmine.
Princess Jasmine.
Yeah.
But yes, Aladdin.
She's the only child. It's actually good that I'm going first because I'm getting all the easier ones. She takes her professional side from her grandma. She is a mother to dogs.
Mm-hmm, I am. I got visitation, but yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, but I couldn't think of that word.
No,
What
my
else?
My babies.
The fifth one is she's a dancer.
Period. Yes, five facts. You
okay,
know me.
So Paulina, she is biracial.
Yes. I thought you were going to say bisexual. All the easy ones. That too.
All the easy ones. Two, she went to Cary High School.
Yes, I did.
Three, her gay best friend is Jonathan. Four, she's a married woman.
Yes.
And five, she works at Kiss FM.
Shout out, the home squad.
Okay. Morning show, Fred.
Not you guys.
Okay, Nestor, number one. He's fucking expensive as hell.
Whoa, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, are you a sugar mama?
Like, because I know his house calls,
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's expensive.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, Nestor, how do you make money? But it's like
$100.
It's
not $100.
I was like, God damn.
No, it's more.
It's more than $100.
Okay. Oh,
it is more, boo-boo.
I would not survive off of that.
You're worth.
Yeah.
He makes money. He knows his worth.
I'm going to stick to great clips.
Number two.
I would not charge you.
Number two. Nestor broke a baby's arm when he was 8 years old.
Oh, that is a new fact about me.
Number three, Nestor, I would say like you have a very close relationship with your dad and your mom. Your dad was actually the one that showed more like emotions with you versus
mm-hmm.
your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Nestor was making virgin piña coladas for a family holiday, and people got mad because he wanted to share the mix.
Oh, the ice.
Yeah, ice. And then five, I don't know if I can say this one.
Say it. It's not like there's microphones here.
I won't say the name, though.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay. Okay, what about this one? It's a cheese
mix. I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Okay, and then he had a little boo thing for a while that he met in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Those are my five.
Which we're no longer talking because of social media reasons.
Period. Yikes. Okay. Paulina, number one, she graduated from UIC.
Yes, I did.
You said high school. I'm going to say college.
That's right.
Number two, Paulina lived in LA, in New York,
and
different places.
Oh, shit.
Number three, Paulina wishes she could still live at home with her mom.
Every day.
Number four. Can I say number four?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Paulina is not the happiest with her baby possibly having spiky Mexican hair.
My little baby spiky.
But she's going to love her baby.
Yeah.
We're just going to hair train her.
We got to train that hair.
And number... Oh, man, this one's a little shady. Paulina's a godmother.
I am a godmother.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
The two kids.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I didn't know this.
I feel like there's a part missing on that.
That's it. That's the five.
Oh my God.
Godmother.
Everything goes to my
head. I am a mother, godmother.
She's a mother, it
does,
godmother.
It does, Nestor. It's okay.
I am a godmother to two beautiful kids. My turn.
Yeah. Start off with me.
Okay. Let me start off with you, really. Diva.
Talk about me. You could do 10 if you want for me.
Or 20.
Nestor.
The
Nestor,
whole episode Nestor. About Nestor.
Nestor.
You have, don't know me at all.
I just met Nestor a year ago. Probably I've known him since high school.
You. Imagine you she's like drawing a blank.
This is not bad. Uh-huh. You're very sensitive. And people may or may not know that about you, but you're sensitive. You're like me. We're empaths. Yeah. You're very sensitive. That's one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, even though I think your brothers are more into it, I think you love the vintage stuff and the scene and all that. Uh-huh. I definitely think it's like a part of you. You do really good fucking braids, okay? Uh-huh. You braided our hair
here. It fucking hurts, though.
I know it hurts, but you are tender. You're one of the best in the biz.
I know how to pull that hair.
Facts. He's good. He lays it down.
Yes. Yes, he does. You were in love in high school at a young age.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. With a what?
A girl.
With a girl.
With a whole ass woman. Girl. She had a vagina.
A woman.
With a woman.
A real
woman.
Vagina.
True story.
Not made.
Yeah, that is such it a true story. And
homegrown.
We're going to get canceled.
We are. For what? Being with a woman?
No, for something else.
Because I said it was real.
It was real.
It was homegrown.
Yeah, it is.
You're vibe sexual.
You're vibe sexual. Oh, yeah, that's what makes it a vibe.
But I'm not gonna. Okay, just keep going.
My last one for you is that I think you are, and this is a statement, not an opinion. I think you are a super like show up for your friends kind of guy.
Period.
Like you always show up. If I say, hey, meet me at the garbage can today, like you'll be no like, questions asked.
I'll bring the cookies.
He's like, I'll be there. Like you always show up, and that facts. I try to like. You both are actually really good at that, but I try to. One thing about me is like I'm such a queen at excuses where I'll find.
Girl,
100.
You went to jail for your friends. You can't talk down on yourself anymore.
I like, know, but you guys are really good at showing up. It's like, you know what I mean, like. And I think I forget that sometimes of how important it is to show up for people, no matter how big or small. I'm the queen of excuses. I'm like, oh, I got to work and this. And I've told you 100 times. I'm like, I'll try to make it to your thing. I got this and fucking that, you know. But it's like, I want to try to be better and do what you guys do because you guys are both really good at that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I mean that.
Yes, Nestor.
And now Tati's turn. My turn.
Tatiana.
It's Tatiana. So... Tati went to De La Salle High School.
I did.
I know that.
Holy shit.
We have a lot of mutual friends.
I didn't know that, but I forgot.
All girls. Crazy.
Is it even still open?
Well, they closed Lourdes Hall. That was the girls' campus. So then they merged. So boys for like the last 8 years, I think, De La Salle has been co-ed.
I have a random question. Was there a lot of lesbians in there? Because that's what I heard.
Yes and no. Like, there was a lot of, like...
She said they tried it.
Experimentation. You know, they were bisexual, whatever. And then they got pregnant years later. Or then they were low-key lesbians, you know?
Yeah.
There's always one of those.
It happens.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
The lesbians always get pregnant. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's going to be the clip. That's the clip. That's the clip.
Hey, shout out to our lesbians. We love you.
Yeah,
it's fine. We lesbians love
you. Not the low-key lesbians.
You went to De La Salle's one. Number two, Dati says that she wasn't a teacher. She would do some form of media as a career.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is you are an instructor with After School Matters, mm-hmm. but I guess technically also Latinos Juntos, which is its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
So she's an instructor and she teaches her daughters.
And sons
how to dance, which is so cool. I think I wish I had that when I went to Curie. And then that's three, right?
I can't mm-hmm. I think that was four.
That was three. Wait.
Oh, three. Keep going.
I think that was three.
Three. This is four. So Tati is Puerto Rican, Colombian, Jordanian.
Oh my God, you remembered it all.
Fuck, there's another
Persian
one.
Persian and
not
Latina.
Not Persian. No, not Persian.
It's with a P. Puerto
Rican. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Palestinian.
Oh, you're Palestinian. That's right.
Yeah.
Palestinian.
Wow.
Jordanian, Puerto Rican, and Colombian.
Habibi.
Four things.
That is crazy. I knew it. I knew it. I was like, I know I got this.
Job.
And then number five is Tati is... Not, oh God, not the easiest to probably date, but the most worth it to date.
Oh, I love that.
That was said in such a good way.
That was what I mean. No, I really appreciate that. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to crash. Yes. Like, yes. Boom, boom.
I think she's probably the most worth to definitely, yes, worth it, you know, baby. Yes, worth experience it. That with.
She would be worth it.
Thanks.
100%.
If I, like... I mean, if I wasn't just bisexual, I feel like you would be such a catch.
I mean, she is a catch, yeah.
You always...
Vibes.
Oh my God, plot twist, Nestor and I end up together.
Right.
Through the wedding.
Couple.
You guys should do a pact right now if you're not married by 35.
Okay. You know how many of my friends...
You know how many of those I have?
Me too.
Oh, crazy. I had that pact too.
Man.
Oh, like...
Yeah, if we're
not
married...
I don't even talk
packs.
To half of them. I still talk to like four of them. No, like three. What, but like all the
what's
other
the
ones
age
I don't
limit?
Talk
to. What's the age limit? Or what's the
well,
age?
The first time it was like 35. Now it's like, hey.
Can I get an extension? COVID. Right.
Can I get an extension?
Right. Hold on.
Hold on. No, somebody. And then the next one's like 40. Yeah.
There you go. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's. She looks so young. There is no extensions. You could.
Yeah,
like, girl. Okay, 77.
77. I love that. 77.
If Joe Biden can run for office, I can
run.
If he can run for office, she can get married at 77.
Do it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I believe it.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in and listening.
Oh God, that's it.
I know.
That's all. I sound like
I don't know why.
Can't breathe.
You, my friend.
I don't know. These American
we meet again.
What are you talking
American
about?
Songs.
To laugh and sing together. In the back. Okay. Then now it's time to say goodbye.
We love you and appreciate
what
you.
What the fuck was that?
Follow us at Paulina Rowe.
At Takotaki.
At the Bravo. Okay, real quick, it's because she it's said goodbye the and then it just triggers something in my brain.
Out of the
and
box.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We're out of the box
I
right now.
I love American songs. So
host,
much.
Season of guest hosts. Yes. Yeah, season four.
Thank
guest
you guys
host.
For watching.
Bye.
Season of the guests.
Number Two Shy Pod.
Yes. Follow.